Daf Torah Parshas Nasai is well known as the story of Shimshon, which is not really accurate. It's really the story of Manoach and his wife and the birth of Shimshon. And the connection to the Parsha. There's a Parsha. Parsha talks about Nazi, and this talks about Nazi. It's without a doubt quite correct. However, there is another connection that comes right after Shavuos, because Boaz suffered the loss of his many children because he didn't invite Manoach to his simchas. Being that Manoach didn't have children, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, it's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Tzadik Aleph or so, that Boaz was punished because he was not sensitive to Manoach. The way the Gemara expresses it is rather difficult. But anyway, so it's very appropriate that right after the story of Boaz, we read the story of Manoach, how ultimately Manoach was helped. Now, the introduction here, the story of the birth of Shimshon, is itself a lesson. And I think the first pasuk is, I'll try to explain the significance. V'hi yesh echad mitzira mimishpachas hadoni u'shmai manayach v'ishtaya karav alo yalada. There was a man from Tzira, from the family of Shevet Dan, by the name of Manoach. His unnamed wife was an Akara of Elo Yalada, was an Akara who did not give birth. Now, Ish Echad is generally used for a man of stature. Ish Echad is used for a man of stature, and here, Chazal say Manoach Amaoretz Haya, that Manoach was not a learned man. But apparently, the understanding is that nevertheless, he was a man who was a tzaddik b'maisav, he was a righteous person. He came from Shevet Dan. I'd like to explain a little about what it means to come from Shevet Dan, and how that is a very important understanding in the life of Shimshon. Shimshon was a leader of Klal Yisrael unlike any others in many, many ways. But most importantly, in a way that's related to Shevet Dan. Now, every Shevet has a path in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a basic yisoid in our understanding of the identity of the individual Shvatim, is that every Shevet had his own path. The Shevet Dan is called the Ma'asef L'chol HaMachnais. Shevet Dan had the job in the Midbar, it's Degel at least, had the job of going behind everybody else as the camp traveled, and collecting all of the dropped socks and pacifiers and other things that a camp of a couple of million people would drop. Ma'asef l'chol ha'machnais literally means that they picked up after everybody. That's not the most glorious job. And in a way, it tells us a little about what Shevet Dan was like. Shevet Dan served HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a difficult position. What Reb Tzadik calls Avoida Metech Merirus. Avoida from a position of difficulty. And I'd like to give you a few examples. We find in Parshas Vayakel that we finally find someone from Shevet Dan getting a good position. Bezalel, who built the Mishkan, had a partner named Aliyav. Aliyav, the Pasuk tells us, Aliyah ben Achisamach was from Matei Dan. So finally, Dan makes it big time. Yehuda and Dan, right? So we read Rashi. Why Aliyah? It's like Rashi, Mishevet Dan, min hayerudim shebishvatim. From the Shevet that was, how would you translate Yerudim? The Shevet that was put down. Downtrodden. V'hishva hamakim lebitzalel melechas ha-mishkan, v'humigdei le'ashvatim. L'chaimashenemer, it brings a pasuk in Mishlei that Shua Shua Lif Neidal. So they announced that we're going to have a chash of a person and a Yerudim Shebishvatim. So that's Shevet Dan. Dan's avoida is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu despite not being recognized, not being appreciated. a seder of merirus. If you look in Parshas Vayechi, you have to get the picture of what's happening. Yaakov Avinu is giving a bracha to the Shvatim. Okay, not everyone was treated royally. We know that in the very beginning, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were given Musar. All right, given Musar is given Musar. It's not so pleasant. And then Yehuda is given a bracha, and Zvulun, and Yisachar. And finally, Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed gets the Shevet done. And he's saying, and he's seeing in the Vua, the life of Shimshon. Don Yod Name Kachet Shiftes. And you have to picture this. Right? The last of the Avos on his deathbed is giving a bracha. And then he says, L'shuascha Kavisi Hashem. He says, Oy, Kotzel Helfen. Right? That's what he's saying. He's saying, L'shuascha Kavisi Hashem. Rashi says he sees Shimshon's death. And he says, L'shuascha Kavisi Hashem. That's a picture of Shevet Don. So that the introduction to Shimshon is that he's Mishpachas Adoni. Shimshon never had the people behind him. Shimshon, in all the times that he did, all the glorious things that he did, the people never followed him, never supported him. Even though we think today of Shimshon HaGibar, the muscular Shimshon, that must have been the hero, it's not that way. First of all, Shimshon's main life was as a judge of Klal Yisrael. He was a judge. He was Dan Klal Yisrael ke'echad shiftei Yisrael. The Gemara says he was Dan like God himself would judge. He judged infallibly. And then as a leader, the people never followed him. He never had anybody going after him. When I gave a shiur, I gave an example that in my silly youthful days, Terev Hadas has a public school a block away on Cotelia Road. And there were times that the public school would come and there'd be a fight. And somehow the yeshiva boys were never in front of the public school. It was always the public school boys in front of the yeshiva. So once when there was a fight, I went out, you know, very bravely, assuming everyone was behind me. And by the time I confronted this fellow, there was nobody behind me. So, so whatever happened, happened. I never went out again, you understand. That's Shimshon. Shimshon went out, there was nobody behind him. One of the most telling moments in the story of Shimshon is after Shimshon successfully burns down the fields of the Plishtim and he kills a number of the Plishtim and he hides in the mountains. And a group of Jews come up to the mountains to him. And you have to picture Shimshon hiding there from the Plishtim. And he sees a caravan of Jews coming looking for Shimshon. And Shimshon must have been excited. Finally, he has people with him. They'll stick with him. Like David HaMelech had people with him. They'll stick with him. And finally, they come up to Shimshon and they tell Shimshon, the reason we came is we want to take you and surrender you to the Plishtim. The Plishtim threatened us if we don't surrender you. So Shimshon, as great as he was, there must be a certain human element in the, when you say, Reb Tzadik says, Avodah Metech Merirus, you have to get that picture of Avodah Metech Merirus. That's the life that Shimshon was to have, and that was his role. The only leader of Klal Yisrael to be captured by our enemies and to have such a difficult end. Generally, the way it's understood is that the Navi says that Klal Yisrael here, it's actually, I think, in the Psukim right before the Haftarah, V'yasifu la'aseh sarah, that Klal Yisrael was not deserving of the Yeshuas in the days of Devaira, which preceded Shimshon. And therefore, they had only a quasi-Yeshua. Shimshon held the Plishtim at bay, but they weren't successful in defeating the Plishtim until his death. So that's the reason that's given. Anyway, let's learn the psukim that are the haftarah. Vayihi eshecha mitzira mi b'shpachas adani u'shmai monayach v'ishtayakara v'lo yalada. Vayera malach Hashem elo isha, and a malach comes to this woman. She doesn't know it's a malach. She thinks it's a navi. Vayomer eleha, hinei no at akara v'lo yaladit. You are barren, you haven't given birth. Varis, vi'oladit bein. You will now become pregnant and give birth to a son. Va'ata hishamrina, be careful. Va'tishti yayin v'shechar, don't drink wine or things that intoxicate. Va'toichli kol tameh, and don't eat things that are tameh, ki hincha harav yaladit bein, because you are going to be pregnant, give birth to a son. Umayra layala araishai, and a blade will not pass over his head. Ki nazir likim yianar min haboten, this child be a nazir from birth. V'hu yachel lo yishias Yisrael miyapalishtim, he wasn't successful in completely helping Klal Yisrael. Hu yachel, he will begin lo yishias Yisrael miyapalishtim. Now, what is the dinim of a nazir? Three dinim:
cutting hair,
drinking wine, and v'mitamei lemeisim. Okay, so the Gemara Masechtas Nazir has a dispute among the Tanoim as to whether Shimshin was forbidden from being mitamei lemeis. The pasuk only mentions that he was forbidden from drinking wine and from having a haircut, marvelyala raishai. But it does not mention anywhere that he's forbidden from being mitami to mason. So, I think it's Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the Gemara who have the argument as to whether he's allowed to be mitami. They bring a raya from many of the stories of Shimshon, where he killed a goyim, and in killing goyim, touched them and was mitami to mason. And that's a raya that there's no prohibition on being mitami to mason. Why? No, he went out to do battle.
Right, so when he had to, in the course of
he had to. Well, there's one episode where the following takes place. He has a bet against the Pelishtim. He'll ask them a riddle, and if they get the riddle right, he has to give them the 30 of them. He's got to give them the 30 suits. And if they get the riddle, if they can't get the riddle, they have to give him suits. Okay? Now, of course, they, through his wife, they get the answer to the riddle. And Shimshon realizes it. So he says, okay, you want 30 suits? He goes out and kills 30 Pelishtim, takes off their suits, and delivers it. I assume before he killed them, he asked them their suit size. He needed specific sizes. And if they hit the jackpot. See, there wasn't Sakaras the Fascist. He could have bought some suits. He didn't have to kill them. So the Chachamim say no. He's asked to be metame. V'shavyinu geisesim. He beat them up. They ultimately died, but he beat them until they would die on their own. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. So it's a dispute into the Gemara as to what exactly is Nazir Shimshon. There's another diuk from these psukim. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, I think Daf Dalet or so, at the beginning of Nazir, that there's a difference. Ein bei Nazir Oilam le Nazir Shimshon. Ella she Nazir Oilam Mekel Betar, the Nazir Shimshon Einay Mekel Betar, which means that somebody who's a Nazir for the rest of his life because he accepted it upon himself is allowed to let it trim his hair. When it gets heavy, Mekel means he makes it lighter, Betar with a blade. Nazir Shimshon was never allowed to trim his hair. And the diuk is the pasuk which said, "Amayra lo yale al roishay," that no blade shall go upon his head ever. Kiz nazir lekim yehanar. Taisus brings a second difference, which is the subject of a tremendous amount of lumdis and achrayim. Taisus says there's another difference. Somebody who makes himself a nazir could be matan neder, could be shoyal on his neder. Whereas a Nazir Shimshon can't be Matir Neder, because Nazir Shimshon is a Nazir from the womb. It's not a Nazir Baal Peh, by acceptance, but a Nazir Shimshon has no Hataras Nedarim. That's what Taisa says. Now that creates a sort of a warped logic you have to follow. The Aruch HaNer asks, Rav Moshe happens to have a tshuva on this, also, the Aruch HaNer asks, what does that mean? A Nazir Shimshon can't be Matan Neder, because here there was no ability to be Matan Neder. But here, he was a Nazir because God said he's a Nazir. If today someone says, accepts on himself to be a Nazir Shimshon, so that's circular reasoning. You're saying, once you accept to be a Nazir Shimshon, you can't be Matan Neder. But if you're Matan Neder, then you're not a Nazir Shimshon. Understand? Torah's number is Ikarit from the Ikra. So if a person accepts being a Nazir Shimshon, and that is Matan Neder, then the Nazir Shimshon was never Chal to prevent him from being Matan Neder. Am I being clear? It's late at night. After midnight, people were chopping hard things later the other night. What?
Thing, according to Tyson, is if you take the Zero Shimshon, you by definition have violated it when you, prior to you accepting the Zero Shimshon.
You did drink.
You did drink.
Yeah, so it's only Mekanalaba. So I guess it's only Nazir Shimshon going forward. Well, here his parents raised him as a Nazir from day one. They were commanded by the Navi or by the Malach Hashem to raise him as a Nazir, so they raised him as a Nazir from the very beginning. And he was brought up that way, he went to Yeshiva that way. He's the only one in the class that's a Nazir. He's also the only one in the class that can pick up a car. You know, so it comes with some, some benefits. Anyway, one of the interesting episodes in Nach is what follows. Vatava Yisha Vatayma Li Isha Leimar. The woman tells her husband, Isha Le Kim Bo Eli, Umareu Kamare Malach Le Kim Noiramayit. Now he thinks it's Isha Le Kim, it's a Navi. Says the Navi looked like an angel. Voishel tu emizehu eshemayla yigidli. I didn't ask him for where he comes. He didn't tell me his name. Vayarmali hinachara v'yaladit bein. Va'ata al tishti yayim v'shechar. Don't drink wine. Shechar is a siyag. Don't drink anything that intoxicates. Va'ata echli kontuma. Ki nizira lekim yanar min abeten ad yoymoysay. Now, the Navi didn't say Ad Yai Maisai. This woman added Ad Yai Maisai, so that, again, the Achrayim fall upon each other. It's actually based on a Medrash as to whether this was Mekuyim. Was he a Nazir until the day he died? Why? Delilah cut his hair. So the language of the Medrash seems to say that it wasn't, the Malach didn't say it. She said Ad Yai Maisai, and it's not true. Delilah cut his hair, he was Eis Nazir. But the Achrayim bring that somebody who's a Nazir and Lo'insai, someone cuts his hair, that doesn't make him Eis Nazir. He doesn't even have to bring Karbanis. Right? A Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. If in his sleep someone else snips some of his hair off, then why does that make him Des Lo'insai?
Maybe Zerus is it's in the Metzius. You have to have long hair. Doesn't matter whether you cut it or something.
Do you have to have long hair?
That's part of
Yul Brenner can't be a Nazir.
That's part of
a bald person can't be a Nazir.
If somebody's a Nazir and somebody throws their body in, becomes
coming. So he has to go to Mikvah Mitar and get Paraduma. But he's still a Nazir.
Yeah.
He
doesn't start all over again.
A Nazir, it starts all over again. By Tumah, Tumah is a fact.
What if you sleep and somebody puts wine in your mouth? Are you
Ois Nazir? No, you shouldn't.
So that's
be.
The point. So
that's his point, right? Here also you should be Ois Nazir. What? Only a father could declare a child a Nazir, but a Malach Hashem also could. Your mother didn't make the child a Nazir, really. It was the Tzava of the Malach Hashem that made him a Nazir. That's true. It's true. The Mishnah says only a father can make his son a Nazir and not a mother. The Kashan Chano made a child a Nazir. Apparently made her child a Nazir. So what follows is that Menoyach davens for this Malach to come back. It's very mysterious. V'yetar Menoyach al Hashem v'yoymar. He davened said, B'yadoi noi isho likima sheshalachta yovay no'oid eleinu v'yareinu manasa l'nar hayulad. Very, very difficult. He doesn't trust his wife. He's let the Malach come back and tell us. The Malach comes back and repeats the same thing. I mean, I'm not going to get to read it tonight. But he repeats exactly the same thing. What's going on?
Comes back to her, doesn't come to him.
What?
Malach comes back to her again.
I come back to Ari again, right? Not even to him, right? So Rav Schwab at a good convention, I still remember, he gave the drasha and everybody was talking about it. He talked about this kasha, and he said the following teretz. He said, Manoyach asked, the child is a nazir. What is the parents' responsibility when a child's a nazir? How are we going to do this? We're going to tell them you can't drink wine, and we could drink wine? So the Malach says, I forgot which pasuk he fitted into. Oh yeah, Vayomer Malach Hashem l'Manoyach, Mikala she'amarti elo isha tishamer. Literally everything I told the woman, you should keep. The Malach said in Chinuch, if you want to raise a child to not drink wine and not take haircuts, you have to do it too. You can't tell him you can't and I could. He told him, Mikala she'amarti elo isha tishamer. Everything I said to isha about the child, you have to keep it as well. That the Malach was saying that Manoach was asking, how do you raise a child like that? From birth, he has to be a Nazir. How do you raise him? So he said, you have to be careful what you do. That was Rav Schwab's point. I'm sure it's printed in the in Rav Schwab ala Torah and Af Torah, this Vart, because it was a very powerful Vart. And explains psukim that are otherwise somewhat mysterious. Well, why was he asking for him to come back? Yeah, so this is the lesson. At any rate, finally, I've told you that's easy to prepare for, and I'm only here one of the three nights, so okay, we'll have to wait. Baloischa is the Avtaira that we did on Shabbos Chanukah, so we have to get the recording and see how far we got and pick up from wherever it is. Okay. Next Thursday, God willing.